Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I appreciate the fact that at least the story mentions that it won't really decrease inflation. I mean, my prediction is it's going to increase inflation. I mean, does everybody, how many people work in DC who've never studied like economics 101, econ 101, pump more and more and more federal money into the system and think that somehow inflation is going to go down? How stupid could you possibly be? And how stupid are we to continue to accept this? And I appreciate the fact that Senator Warner and Senator Kaine, our two Democrat senators, have come on this show in the past. I would like to extend the invitation for them to come on and at least offer their explanation of why they voted for this bill. Because honestly, I think they both know that this really won't reduce inflation. And I don't think they would come on the radio and try to tell this audience, which is comprised in many cases of business people, that it would. I'm not looking to burn the bridge with them, but so I'll try to hold my tongue a little bit, but come on. Tell me, hey, the White House called, they wanted us to vote for this, and we just did. We had to vote with our party on this. I wouldn't applaud that, but at least I would understand it. But I just don't think, and you know, Mark Warner talks about who's a big business person. Well, this would be the time where I would expect you, of all people, to stand up in within your party and say, guys, this is not the way to reduce inflation. And you know that. So we'll see if they'll take us up on the invitation to come on the air. To their credit, both of them have come on in the past, and I would welcome them to come on. You know, if they think I'm completely wrong, I don't know how, but that would be interesting to hear if they'd like to do that. Now, this morning, it's an honor to welcome State Senator Bryce Reeves to the program. And Senator Reeves, thanks for joining us. I've been watching almost with horror at the next stage of this statue controversy in Virginia, where, you know, I believe that the statues that were on Monument Avenue, which were taken down illegally by LeVar Stoney, but nobody seems to be able to touch him or they're not willing to do anything about it, that those things are still sitting in the mud at the wastewater treatment plant. I'm not sure where the Robert E. Lee statue that Ralph Northam had chopped in half exists. I am told by different people that the Lee statue that was up in Charlottesville has already been chopped into multiple pieces. Who knows if that's true or not? Just to be fair, none of that was supposed to happen when I read the legislation, assuming I'm reading it correctly, the legislation that you and the legislature passed. So what's going on here, you think?
Well, John, good morning, and I haven't talked to you since your father passed, and my sincerest condolences. I know that's super tough for you.
I really appreciate it. You're very kind. Thank you.
Well, I just my heart just goes out to you. I've asked for an opinion from the Attorney General. They've refused to opine on it because of a pending legal case, the case that we have in Charlottesville. I plan to carry a bill this year to even make it more clear. I think I'm going to have to put in the bill for perpetuity, right? Monuments were not supposed to be destroyed or altered. And I guess I just forgot the word in perpetuity. I never thought ever in my lifetime that the folks that want to destroy these things would take this bill out of context. And I certainly agree with you on the language. It's very, very clear. The intent of the General Assembly was not to ever alter or destroy. You can cover, contextualize in accordance with the Department of Historic Resources. You can and move them. And I think that's fair. I think if a community doesn't want a certain thing in their community, they have the right to vote and have those things removed. But, you know, as you stated earlier, LeVar Stoney proceeded to break the law that was in place at the time, suffered no consequences for it, and these things got removed. Now, I have it under good authority that the Lee Monument that was on Monument Avenue is still where it was delivered to. In the pieces that were taken apart by under the direction of a guy that does historic preservation and everything else. So that's still there. I don't know about the other monuments that were taken to the wastewater treatment plant out south. And then as far as the Lee Monument goes, and with regard to Charlottesville, that's where there's a pending legal battle there. You know, we believe that the folks that donated the monies and the everything else to have those things erected are not here, but there was a legal contractual agreement that those things wouldn't be hampered with. So I think it's going to wind up being in the courts.
Why is it that we can't get honest information that's clear about the status of some of this stuff? And why do you, as a state, I mean, I, as a radio talk show host, I would think would be able to call the city of Richmond and say, I want to know where these statues are. And they would say, well, let me tell you, Mr. Reed, this is where they are. I mean, I don't understand this kind of bizarre, is it secrecy or just an attempt to say, screw you, I don't have to answer your questions. I mean, I don't get what's happening here.
I think it's a mixture of both. I remember when the former speaker, Ali Dillicorn, in the middle of the night, went into the old house chamber, which is deemed a museum, and took about 18 busts out of there in the old Lee Monument. The Lee statue was there, spent a ton of money on it, and we still don't know where they are. I've asked Speaker Gilbert to see if he could inquire to figure out how that happened and how we get to that. You know, she was found guilty in the courts of doing that and fined like $500, but
yeah,
who knows where those statues and busts are. And so, it's a challenge. I really would tell folks, reach out to Attorney General Miara's office and implore them to get a handle on these statues. I don't know if it's because it's too much of a political thing. For me, it's not a political thing. It's doing the right thing. When we start to destroy our history, then we're bound to repeat it. And whether you like them or hate them, don't want them in your community, it's who we are. It's our past. It's how we learn from it. You know, John, I just dropped my son off. I'm actually in Texas. Dropped my son off 2 days ago to enter service to our military by joining the Corps of Cadets. And and we talk about those things. And one of the founding guys of Texas A&M, one of the greatest presidents they ever had, was a guy named Lawrence Sullivan Ross, who was a Confederate general. And wound up doing a multitude of things after that time of service for A&M and caused it to get where it is today. And there was talk about removing Sully and some of those things. But, you know, it puts everything in context. It's like, how do we grow from our storied past and move forward where we are today? You know, I'm so proud of the work we've done to hold and preserve our battlefields. We just got money in the budget for that out at Culpeper, for, you know, all the battlefields out there. And this is how we learn as a young officer, walking on the ground where we have notes and we understand the timelines where we can see and visualize where movements were. Those are important things, so we don't have to repeat those things when we're actually in the field or in Afghanistan or other places around the world where we could do terrain walks and learn from these mistakes. And so my ultimate goal was to take these things and put them on battlefields if people didn't want them, so we don't lose our history, but we learn from it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a certain wisdom in that, and it's a wisdom that we are beating out of the society. And, you know, I think I don't understand the reticence of Republicans to address this issue. It doesn't have to be about the Confederacy. I understand that, you know, if you do the polling, that's probably polarizing, especially up in Northern Virginia with people who are from the North who have no clue about anything related to the South and kind of find the whole Civil War to be very disgusting to them. Okay. But there are two issues here. One is preserving our collective heritage. And two, and this is probably the biggest thing for Republicans, is the rule of law. And when you put in legislation 100%. And negotiate it, and the legislature passes it, and it's signed by the governor, I got a problem with the idea that just because it's an unpopular issue, people don't obey the law, and then no one actually holds them accountable for it. I'm pretty sure if I decide, you know what, I don't feel like paying that that line item in my tax bill, so I'm just going to take that out, I would get hammered as an individual. And I think these people need to be held accountable to obey the law, too. We're either going to obey the 100%. Law or we're going to have chaos. So,
100%. 100% agree with you. It gets me fired up in the morning, the whole thing. You know, they tried to run another bill under Democrat control, full Democrat control, the next year. If you remember this, somebody in the House carried a bill to try to reverse the alter and destroy, and it never made it out of committee.
Right.
That was a bipartisan negotiation. Everybody was in agreement. We don't want to destroy them. We don't want to alter them. But we do want to have the ability to hold on to them, to make sure they're preserved, to make sure that future generations understand who these people were and how did all this lay out. It's so critical. But you're 100% right. Just because.
And then they just decided. They voted it down, and then the powers that be decided, you know what, to hell with this. We don't have to obey the law. And I think Republicans always win when they run on law and order. You don't have to run about the Confederacy. You can run on law and order, and it will be successful. And can I tell you, I appreciate – I wasn't sure whether you would come on the air and talk about this because I'm told that every Republican in the state has been given instructions. Oh, my God, this is too dicey to talk about. So congratulations for you have a spine. A
John,
lot of these people
you know,
don't seem to.
You know me, when I first got on the committee to fix the bill, I had a colleague say, oh, he voted to destroy him and they made it a political. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. I took a lot of heat for it. And now the truth comes out and it's like, wow, he actually was doing the right thing to help us do these things. That it's doing the hard right over easy wrong, and I'll do it all day long, and I don't care what it costs me. But we have
well,
to continue.
Senator Reeves,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate
John,
you
I
going public on it too.
I know you're a history
Thank
guy
you,
like me. You love our history.
Yep,
you bet.
Yep, we've got to protect it. Senator Bryce Reeves, we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, my friend.
It is 8:48 on this Monday. We'll come back with more in just a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.